Here's a slightly different version of the song.
Oh.
There's a little Simon and Garfunkel kind of.
Is this one for all the ladies out there?
All the ladies out there. And all the Garfunkel.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Comic Podcast. Advent Calendar. Advent Calendar. Yeah.
Mini Episode 8. This topic is if you could get classic creators, and even if they're dead. Have them work on modern characters.
Using modern science.
Modern science.
Yeah. Interesting.
3M. Working to improve your life. What characters and what creators would you pick? What would your combos be?
My goodness.
I have some.
He's got to have some. I'd like to hear one of your ultra combos.
Ultra.
Finish him.
No, that's a different game.
It's entirely different. Come on, get out of here.
Jeez.
Get out of your own basement.
I have a couple, but I'm going to start with Ditko.
Oh, okay.
Who? I have a couple of possibles for him. My first one that I thought of was Rocket Raccoon.
Oh.
Doing like a weird, because anything he does is going to be bizarre. And originally I was trying to think, like, because he did Doctor Strange, and that's where I feel he really stood out, and just doing bizarre dimensions and landscapes and, like,
sure.
Kind of, and, like, even, like, The Question was, like, so off.
And when you're talking escape. Ditko, like kind of early 60s.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't have Rocket Raccoon going on, like, Ayn Rand diatribes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're not doing that. But,
it's really what would make all the difference.
But it would be, like, partially his drawing style, which is very...
I saw a shadow in the window. I think it might be a cat or something, though.
Oh.
It's the Christmas ghost.
It's not one of the ghosts of
Christmas time, but it's a Christmas ghost.
That's where he's been hiding. That's
a literal holy ghost.
Forget it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Rocket Raccoon was the first one that came to mind.
Hmm.
And just kind of doing, like, a weird kind of version of him. Another one, I'm not even sure if it's specifically this character storyline, but...
Neighbors.
More...
Neighbor ghosts.
More this style, like doing it in Adventure Time or something, like that. Like just something like
a kid's interesting and
that,
trippy.
Like the kid's, sort of oriented sort of thing, okay. But then put a Ditko twist on it. Like how fun would that be?
Right.
I love the Ditko twist.
It's the least popular dance move from the 60s.
It's either a dance move or a refreshing soda.
Either way,
or a venereal disease.
He will not have anything to do with it personally.
Well, he makes it all himself and he sells it all himself.
Yeah.
And damn you if you want his profits.
Exactly. And if you're having any fun with it at all.
Anybody you can think of?
Ditko, okay. Speedball.
Son of a...
I'm having a hard time.
I know. He was a tough one to do. There was a couple other ones that I kind of flipped through things. I was like, oh yeah, definitely. This came to mind, this came to mind. But Ditko was hard. That was difficult to do.
That is difficult. I like your choices. They're very interesting. I would definitely check those out.
Well, I'll keep going if you think of anything else.
You have anything for Ditko?
No, not really.
Fair enough.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Jack the King Kirby. I would like to see Kirby work on Hellboy or something in the Hellboy universe.
Holy shit, yes.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yes.
That's totally just that big clunky kind of look.
I feel like that could be pulled off quite well.
Yeah.
That would be so natural. That would be perfect.
Something like with his coloring, that might need to change a little bit.
Well, yeah.
But... You know, that can change with the times.
Yeah. Little Dave Stewart colors on there. That, or the second one I thought of, was Savage Dragon. Because maybe Savage Dragon would be good then.
Wait a second. You're just trying to look for ways to improve Savage Dragon.
Yes.
Or start a beef with Eric Larson.
But you know what? I thought...
I feel like we could do that.
Yeah. pick a
we're calling you out, Larson.
Yeah, yeah. The beat for the president of Image Comics. Yeah. But
it's a good idea.
But really, the character itself and just the look of that character would lend itself, I think, to Kirby's stuff.
Sure.
Just that big, muscly, yeah, kind of beefy sort of look to it. That's.
I would like to. It'd be interesting to see.
And just to see what he would do with it in terms of a storyteller.
Right.
I would like to see Kirby on a modern Doom Patrol book.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because that's always been a weird book. It got really weird when it was like the Morrison Doom
stuff.
Patrol.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think...
Wait, Morrison got weird?
Just one time.
Just
for his whole life.
Yeah.
He never stopped.
This one time when he was born until now.
He came out and he went...
He's like, I'm high as a fucking kite. I'm going back in.
High as a kite. Wait, that's not the right nationality.
No, that's...
Nope.
Oh boy.
But he was really high, so, you know.
Yeah. He didn't know where he came from. What would he do on it? Just do the Doom Patrol.
Just drawing crazy stuff. Like, not even writing it. I think just drawing.
Some of these artists I would like... Like Kirby, he's naturally... He's a storyteller as well, and I'd like that. Mm-hmm. I would like them to do the actual writing as well.
Okay.
Like, not all of them. Like, some of them don't do that sort of thing. But, Kirby would be one I would like. Kirby, I would like to just see, give him, if he was alive today, give him an Image title. Like, own Image title. Like, what do you want to do? Go nuts.
Like, I was trying to think of something that wasn't Marvel and DC. I was, like, thinking, like, what if he has done
indie stuff.
Yeah.
And some of it was not very good.
Oh,
so maybe
well,
that,
you know.
But like put him together with like Rick Remender or something like
sure.
And work with somebody and kind of create something.
Like I just had this weird, and again, this isn't really an answer because I don't think it would work at all, because I mean you have these creator owned series that are just definitely the work of their creators, and it couldn't really exist in anything else. But I was just sort of thinking, like, imagine an alternate reality where, like, Kirby, like, did something like, say, Nowhere Man or Manhattan Projects or something like that.
Yeah, you know what? Nowhere Man was one of the ones I was thinking of.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how would... I couldn't picture them drawing
it. It would be incredibly different.
Yeah.
But it would be interesting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, that was the first thing that came to mind, was something that was, again, like, sort of like a science-based...
More cerebral sort of story.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But also with that bombastic Kirby style.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be neat.
Well,
I would say.
I got one for you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The team of Eastman and Laird.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
And yeah. I've got a pitch.
Fugitoid.
The Walking Dead.
Oh!
I feel like when they were, you know, still actually doing stuff together,
yeah.
Stylistically, I think it could work.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It would be, and for sure. Because
it's weird to think, like, what could they do? Well, they could do Ninja Turtles. No, they can do something else too. It's okay.
But I mean, again, you're talking about like a black and white kind of,
yeah.
You know, independently. Yeah, yeah.
Oddly enough,
now that
you mention that, I'd be like, I would like, and here's a direct link.
Oh, right, they're still
Turtles,
alive.
But to have them do Daredevil.
Oh.
Which is
heavily influenced by Frank Miller's Ninja Turtles.
No, I don't get it.
No. That'd be cool.
Yeah. But that would be interesting. And even just stylistically, the look of the...
Oh, totally.
Take that into a black and white kind of thing and...
Yeah.
Just do like a four-issue series of just that sort of stuff. That would be interesting.
I like it.
Weirdly enough, I'm going to abstain from the Eastman and Laird
really?
One.
Really?
Just because you two, you done good.
I feel like I have
nothing to add, so right. Let's move on.
I did write down John Buscema. I don't know how you pronounce his name. But really,
Johnny B.
All I could come up with was he has to draw Conan Forever. I actually wrote that down. Conan Forever.
Yep.
I couldn't think of him doing anything.
No, that's the name of the book.
Yeah.
It's like X-Men Forever.
Like, but
yeah.
Then,
no, like,
and
good.
Then I was like going through other stuff and everything I came up with, like anything in Marvel. He's drawn everything in Marvel already, so it wouldn't be one of those. But
what about Superman?
I was going back to Jim Steranko.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned him, I think, before we started recording. Jim Steranko, he had such an interesting stylistic sort of approach. I don't know if you're familiar with the new Brubaker book. fade out.
No.
It's kind of, well, it's along the lines of a lot of the other stuff that he's been doing, like the, right. kind of a noir 30s sort of thing.
Yeah.
But I would like even just to have Steranko work with Brubaker and do a noir piece.
Yes.
Would be interesting.
Oh shoot! What is it? On that top, you know, Velvet. That's what, again, you know, we're, you know, Velvet. It's like a, you know, it's a spy book, basically. It's fantastic. So that's along those lines is basically your answer. But I Steranko on Velvet would be
I also
awesome.
Thought about Deadpool. Him doing Deadpool.
Oh,
would be an interesting.
That'd be real interesting. I feel like we just scratched the surface on this one, no. But get the fuck
out! Oh, what does that mean?
It means it's time to dance.
This song
is really terrible.
We're all dancing.
We actually are dancing.
We are dancing.
Alright.
I also wrote down Frank Miller, Gene Colan, and Barry Windsor Smith.
Well, maybe we'll come back to this one.
Yeah, we might have to do this again. I'm going to say Frank Miller on nothing. I'm kind of
but
over.
I